her sedan into the middle of a grouping of three patrol cars and parked. After going to the trunk to retrieve his briefcase, he locked the car up and headed toward the tape. Bosch and Ferris gave their names and serial numbers to a patrol officer with the crime scene attendance log, and then ducked under the tape. As they approached the front door of the store, Bosch put his hand into his right jacket pocket and pulled out a book of matches. It was old and worn. The front cover said Fortune Liquors, and it carried the address of the small yellow building before them. He thumbed the book open. There was only one match missing, and on the inside cover was the fortune that came with every matchbook. Happy is the man who finds refuge in himself. Bosch had carried the matchbook with him for almost 12 years.
Harry, what's up? Ferris asked.
Nothing, I've just been here before, but it was a long time ago. Let's go in. Several patrol officers and a sergeant were standing inside. The store was long and narrow. It was a shotgun design and essentially three aisles wide. The cold beverage cases ran along the wall on the left aisle and then across the back of the store. The liquor was on the right aisle, while the middle aisle was reserved for wine with red on the right and white on the left. Bosch put his briefcase down on the floor by the door. From the pocket of his suit coat, he pulled two pairs of latex gloves. He gave a set to Ferris, and they put them on. The sergeant noticed the arrival of the two detectives and broke away from his men.
Ray Lucas, he said by way of greeting. We have one Vic down behind a counter here. His name is John Lee, spelled L-I. Happened, we think, less than 2 hours ago. Looks like a robbery where the guy just didn't want to leave a witness. A lot of us down here in the 77th knew Mr. Lee. He was a good old guy.
Lucas signaled Bosch and Ferris over to the counter. Bosch held his coat so it wouldn't touch anything when he went around and squeezed into the small space behind the counter. He squatted down like a baseball catcher to look closer at the dead man on the floor. Ferris leaned in over him like an umpire. The man on the floor was Asian and looked to be almost 70. He was on his back, eyes staring blankly at the ceiling. His lips were pulled back from clenched teeth, almost in a sneer. There was blood on his lips, cheek, and chin. It had been coughed up as he died. The front of his shirt was soaked with his blood, and Bosch could see at least three bullet entry points in his chest.
No casings that we can see, Lucas said. The shooter cleaned those up, and then he was smart enough to pull the disc out of the recorder in the back.
Bosch nodded. Unless it was a revolver, he said. Then there would have been no casings to clean up.
Maybe, Lucas said, but you don't usually see too many revolvers down here anymore. Nobody wants to be caught in a drive-by with just six bullets in their gun.
I'll keep that in mind, Harry said. Bosch focused on the body and studied the scene silently. He was pretty sure the victim was the same man he had encountered in the store so many years before. He was even in the same spot on the floor behind the counter, and Bosch could see a soft pack of cigarettes in the shirt pocket. He noticed that the victim's right hand had blood smeared on it. This was not unusual. From earliest childhood, you touch your hand to an injury to try to protect it and make it better. It is natural instinct. This victim had done the same here, most likely grabbing at his chest after the first shot hit him. There was a substantial spatial separation between the bullet wounds. At least 4 inches separated the shots as they formed the points of a triangle. Bosch knew that three quick shots from close range would usually have made a tighter cluster. This led him to believe that the victim had likely been shot once and then fell to the floor. The killer had then probably leaned over the counter and shot him 2 more times, creating the spread.
No headshot, Bosch said.
Right, Ferris said. What's it mean?
Maybe nothing. Just seems like 3 in the chest, the shooter wanted no doubt, but then no headshot, to be sure.
Bosch took his eyes off the body for the first time and looked around from his low angle. His eyes immediately held on a gun that was in a holster attached to the underside of the counter. It was located for easy access in case of a robbery, or worse, but it had not even been pulled from its holster.
We've got a gun under here.